are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Real rap promo.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
You can't get your fan base.
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard!
Oh yeah. What up? Hold on, let me get Instagram Live popped up over here. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Listen. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Facebook Live, what's happening? We getting ready to get Instagram Live. Instagram Live is on deck. Instagram Live, salute to you guys. What's going on? Welcome. This is another round of our direct line interviews here at K100 Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzom. K100Radio.com. All right, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. And what we do with our direct line interview series is this is our one-on-one conversations with our special guests. This round, we have a trifecta that we're going to have back-to-back-to-back. But first, let's go ahead and jump into it. Again, that number is 347-934-0966. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at K100_radio. Remember, you can listen to us live on TuneIn Radio, iTunes Radio. If you listen to this on SoundCloud after the fact, or if you're watching it on YouTube after the fact, we appreciate it if you would hit subscribe and follow accordingly. All right. Our first guest, Tayanis. Yeah. We're going to bring your soul back into the lineup real quick. Tayanis, what's going on, bro? Welcome to the broadcast. What's happening, homie?
Man, peace and love, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, man. Welcome to K100 Radio for the first time, man. Thank you for rocking with us over here and setting up this direct line interview. We really appreciate it, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor, man, and introduce yourself to the people. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So shout out to the K100 fam. Like I said, my name is Tayanis. I'm originally from South Dallas, Texas, man. I'm a neo-soul hip-hop artist. I'm currently stationed out here in Northern California. Actually, man, to be honest with you, I'm celebrating a year anniversary since my debut album dropped, which is entitled The Soul Jones Collection. So, today is a real monumental day for me, you know what I mean, you know, with my journey through this music. And, like I said, man, I had to come celebrate it with the K100 fam.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's big. First of all, you know, I like to tell people all the time, man, you know, I know people look at independent artists, and I'm pretty sure you can understand because you're an artist. And you get this, like having to live life and just maintain and survive out here in the world, in the real world, in the field, and then also do what you love to do in the art. It's no small accomplishment to be able to actually put together an entire project. Like, that's not easy, considering you have to work and find ways to hustle and live and make sure you know, keep your game on deck, rehearsing, studio time, you know what I'm saying? And then life throws drama at you, man. So I always salute anybody that can actually take the time, you know, to really put a full-length project together. That is no easy thing. I've done it before myself. And so sometimes people just see a CD or they see a link to a mixtape or album on Spotify, and they just like, oh, yeah, you know, like that just magically happened. And it's some work, man. So, you know, it's a salute to you on that. You feel me?
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. You know, basically, man, it's like, you know, yeah, we definitely have to live life, you know what I mean, throughout the, you know, the twists and the turns of everything like that, man. But like I said, one thing about it is that passion and that determination, especially being the fact that me being an MC and bringing that live music factor, you know, pushing it back to the forefront with my personal sound. You know, it was definitely an uphill battle, man. But one thing about it is that from that year, from April 27, 2016 to today, it has been nothing but blessings. It's been nothing but good response, good receptions. And I'm just glad that people are actually starting, you know, even now, gravitating towards the music to the fact that when they actually hear it, they don't actually feel like it's dated. They're like, oh, like, when did this come out? And I'm like, yo, like, this actually came out last year. And they're like, wow. Like, you know, it sounds like, you know, it sounds, you know, it's good quality sound, live instrumentation. And like I said, man, I just really appreciate everyone who really rocked with me putting this album together.
And again, like I said, I know it was no small feat, man, because, you know, again, and then, you know, with the genre that you're doing, you feel me? The neo soul R&B, it's technically, for the most part, it's always more difficult. It's always more difficult to just do R&B music. You know what I'm saying? And we're live right now with Tayanis, and I just want to let people understand. You know, I want people to know that it's always just, it's harder to record. You know, it's harder to create. It's more expensive. It costs more money. Period. You know what I'm saying? Anybody tells you any different? I'm not trying to die. I'm into hip hop. I'm an artist. I'm a hip hop artist. So I understand that hip hop is not easy to create either. But let's just be real. Neo soul music, R&B music, it's harder to create. It's harder to make. You know what I'm saying? It takes longer.
Yeah.
You have to be. I don't want to say you have to be quote unquote more talented, because then people will jump all down my throat like, oh, what are you trying to say? And it's not that I'm saying that hip hop artists aren't talented. You feel what I'm saying? It's just that I'm saying you can't fake singing, being able to sing well, as much as you can just, you know, you don't have to necessarily be the best rapper to get on. Is what I'm saying.
Right. Now, with my project, like I said, I am an MC, so I definitely understand the hip hop element of it. But the biggest thing is that I pretty much write majority of the lyrics. I pretty much arrange the lyric portion of the songs. Like, you know, I'll write the lyrics down, the hooks, you know, as far as how I want them to sing it. Like, if I want them to sing it in a certain key, that's when I get together with the musicians that I work with, like my man Chris Keys or my man Malik Littles or Bink Wills. I'll get with these cats, and we'll get in the studio with the singers, and we'll pretty much try to collectively craft some of the best music that we possibly can. It's like, yes, right. Hip hop, it seems easier, but one thing about my process is that I'm so meticulous when it comes down to the musicianship of it, because it's like you may hear the lyrics, you may hear the actual singing portion of the records, but one thing about it is that ultimate feeling that you get when you finish listening to the song, you know, it's like it's more of a, you know, it's like a melatonin, like a, you know, taking a melatonin type of a feel instead of like a more amp, like the way you get with like trap music and different things of that nature. It's like I'm trying to, you know, paint the picture of like this beautiful vibe, you know what I mean? And like, you know, when it comes down to, you know, and no shade or nothing like that to trap music, because it's like I understand what it was like being 18 years old, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, whatever gets the youngins' boats floating, I definitely understand that, because, you know, like I said, I'm a Texas baby. So when I was 18, you know, we was jamming the Slim Thugs and, you know, SUCs, the Trays, the Zeros and different things of that nature. But like with what I'm trying to put together now, people know that musicianship and lyricism can coincide and exist without just a few people doing it.
You know, like
we have the roots, we have Common, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm not necessarily even trying to aim at what they're doing. But I'm just trying to bring that feel back to where it's like we could put like D'Angelo production with like, you know, some dope, just dope lyricism like Gil Scott-Heron and, you know, the Lupe Fiascos. Like you really just put that musicianship in there. So that's really what my album really represents. It's just some good soulful music that you could really dig into.
Right. Well, I'm definitely looking. We're definitely getting ready to play some of the music for the people to hear. I was trying to reboot the Facebook Live feed. It seemed like it was having, well, Facebook Live itself seems like it was having some issues. So I want to make sure we bring that back. But again, we're live right now with Tayanis right here on K100 Radio, and we're just having a conversation about soul music and about just, you know, what he wants to bring to the game as far as bringing music back, you know, the musicianship. And it was crazy because I was just at a panel yesterday, and we were talking about that. We were talking about how much easier it is now to actually make music, and so it's called a saturation in urban music. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody, you know, feels like they can actually go out and just make an album right now, which you can. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from doing that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not trying to discourage anybody from doing that. But at the end of the day, It's made everything become a little saturated to the point where, you know, you don't feel like, well, you can go just download a beat off YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to know the person who actually made the beat. You can just jack it, open up Pro Tools or something, and then lay it down. And then you got, you know, you can you know, you can do a whole project with ease. And earlier when I mentioned that, you know, it's no small feat still, even if you do it that way, you still have to put the work in. But actually creating real music the way that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And that's just much more difficult, and it's just a higher degree of talent that's required, money, investment, and time. And so that's just to be commended, man. You know, and like you said, I don't want to downplay any form of hip hop or whatever like that. That's not what we're here for. But I just appreciate, you know what I'm saying, when we come across artists like yourself who's taking the time to kind of take it to another lane, because that lane is so wide open, and then the music is not appreciated. You know, at K100 Radio, we kind of built this to kind of show love to you guys, you know, to be able to give you guys a place to have that music aired and played. And so, you know, we're gonna get ready to play it in a minute. But again, big salute to you for actually just stepping out of the norm. You know what I'm saying? Being as though you're from Dallas, and I know about Dallas, and I know what you probably grew up on. You know what I'm saying? Chopping blades, and you know what I'm saying, chopping screwed and all that. You know, being from that region, kind of sort of, and then saying, well, yo, I love that music, but I'm going to do this. And a lot of times, most artists don't do that. They just stick to what they know in their region or what they feel is going to pop. So you're taking a risk. So big ups to you on that, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, man, like I said, at the end of the day, I definitely have to give it up to, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, my family, like I said, my mom, you know, just the music that she would play around the house, like, you know, shout out to Erykah Badu, you know what I'm saying, she's from South Dallas as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like how she would be playing like the music Soul Childs, the Erykah Badus.
Right.
And I think one thing about it, I really do kick myself in the behind sometimes, because it's like at that time I didn't appreciate that music as much as I should have. But now the fact that, you know, I got older, I got to experience life, and maturity kicked in, you know, I just wanted to make some music that, you know, 20 years down the line, I could look back at that with no regrets.
Right, right.
You know
exactly
what I'm saying? And really just, you know what I mean, just really dig on that music. And it's like, you know, make that fine wine, you know what I mean, that fine wine type music instead of just making that instant microwave type music. And then, like I said, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just know for me, it's like, you know, when we're talking about my album being a year in, my single, My Coffee Brown, being a couple years in, and I can still play that record and still reach out to new avenues and just new heights, and people are like, yo, like, when did you put this out? I'm like,
right,
man, you know, it's definitely seasoned, but, you know, it's definitely fresh as well. So, you know what I mean? So that's just kind of where I'm coming from, man. I just want to make sure that, you know, the music that I make now is going to secure me later on down the line.
Well, I see a call. We have a call on the line also. I want to get to him. Area code 609. We'll get to them in a second. But since you mentioned the name of the actual the title track, which is My Coffee Brown, right? That's the title track for the project.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
I want to play that one. I want to play that one. All right. K100 Radio. We're live right now. Jay Chantel Music says she's responding to the conversation that we were having about the industry and the music right now. You know, and she was like, you know, she's not really feeling the music right now. She wants to hear something different, I guess, what you're bringing to the table. So she's eager to check it out. Shout out to her for checking us out right here on Instagram Live. She says she's kind of sick with the way music is going right now. So she's looking forward to hearing something different. And I'm pretty sure that's what we're about to hear. So tell us about My Coffee Brown, you know, this title track. What are we about to hear right now?
Yeah, My Coffee Brown is basically, here's the thing. It's like, you know, it represents good love. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, Black love, universal love, you know what I'm saying? You know, I wrote that for the special someone in my life. So
right,
My Coffee Brown, that's a term. It kind of swerves the derogatory terms that we call our women. You know how we call them bad chicks and different things of that nature. It's like, nah, like, I'm going to call you My Coffee Brown. I'm going to give it a different twist, you know
right
what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, it's actually uplifting our sisters and just letting them know that, man, you know, like, during the day-to-days when we out here grinding and doing our thing, we just want you to know that from a man's point of view that you are appreciated. So that's kind of where My Coffee Brown came from, you know?
Well, let's check this joint out, man. This is Teyanis, man. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Teyanis, T-E-Y-Y-A-N, two I's. I kept messing it up at first. I had to keep reposting it. I kept forgetting that second I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to check out We're going to check out this joint, My Coffee Brown, right here on K100 Radio. First time we've heard it right here on K100 Radio. Pretty sure it won't be the last, all right? You guys a little something different. Tay Giannis, direct line energy, K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Of exquisite is here. Mocha skin, coffee eyes, kinky home brown hair. We get poetic sides and her vibe got us perfectly paired. Some forever searching, but to match you is rare. See her mind like my style, like blast. We step up on that scene like we're slick in this shit. And see, it's a blessing to share my world with someone that can embrace God's work with. We got as solid as a fossil, that's the way to be right. We was made for each other just like he's to a lot. And by faith it was my magnetism that I saw something more in the past my vision. Just like a short term goal, I keep my mind on her. Something like consist the way the light shines on her. For every king apostle, a Cleopatra's needed. So for my coffee brown, it's nothing less than queen's reason. Tell you the truth, I can't even lie because I love me some of you. I'm digging your style, I'm digging your grace. In your fire, I think that you're there because you're my coffee brown. 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 When I look into her eyes, I can see a path that was so sublime. See, compatible signs in the twine create the elegant vibe. She from the hood, but I'm intrigued by her intelligent mind. She's my comfort when I'm home from the grind. That's why I will always stay 10 toes down. See, she's powerful on the inside, beautiful on the surface. So much though, she feels good. Like Sunday morning service. On Saturday afternoon, we in tune with the smooth, letting the smooth bloom from notes and jazz tunes. I love the moves, Lou. Plus, I love my coffee brown. Whenever she meets me, I'm the anchor to hold her down. If I can be that spirit that'll lift her up. The heavens looking up when they look at us. For every king to prosper, a Cleopatra's needed. So for my coffee brown, there's nothing less than queen treat. I tell you the truth, I can't even lie because I love me some of you. I'm digging your style, I'm digging your grace, I'm digging your fire. I think that you're there because you're my coffee brown. 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 Yeah, yeah. Cause you're my coffee brown, brown, my coffee brown. You're my coffee brown, brown, my coffee brown. Yeah. The love of my life, I need to think twice. I'm glad that you're here, we gon' get it right. My coffee brown, brown, my coffee brown. You're my coffee brown, brown, my coffee brown. Oh yeah.
Are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, man. K100 Radio, we're live right now with Tay Giannis, feeding y'all some soul music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, homie, y'all. I dig that one, man. That's exactly what I anticipated here, man. We're live right now, K100 Radio, direct line interview. Tay Giannis is on the line. That was his joint, My Coffee Brown. Delivered as promised. It's exactly what you told us we were about to hear, man. Exactly what I expected.
Oh, yeah.
Good music, man. Big ups to you on that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Right, right. Glad somebody's out here, you know, just keeping that neo-soul and that soul music alive, bro. We got a call on the line real quick. There was some problems with the Facebook Live feed, but we're going to check this out on Facebook Live. And there was some issues with the actual live feed. We got it fixed and cleaned up, so it's over there live right now. You can go over there and check it out on Facebook Live. Let me see. Area code 609, I think this is. Area code 609-231. Hello? Area code 609-231. I thought they was on the line. Okay. Hello, hello? All right, maybe they're not. Maybe they're just listening on the phone. But if you were trying to watch on the Facebook Live feed, it was some issues with some static or something. It was a Facebook Live issue. We rebooted and restarted this feed, so it should be good over there right now. All right. So anyway, Tayanis, let's move on. If you're trying to call in, again, the number is 347-934-0966. But do me a favor and press the number one on the line. Let me know if you actually want to talk or if you just listen on the phone lines. We're live right now again with Tayanis, man. We just listened to My Coffee Brown. That's a really dope cut. We also got another one called Southside Lounge we're going to check out in a minute, man. But before we get out of here, man, you know, let me ask you this. What is your Hooker Red on Facebook Live says that track is riding. Most definitely a mature audience. So he's listening over there on Facebook Live. He's giving you some thumbs up on that track. You feel me?
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, Jay Chantel Music on Instagram Live. Also digging the music. Also, all right. So big ups to everybody that's checking us out on Instagram Live and on Facebook Live. Again, remember if you're watching this on SoundCloud or YouTube, hit subscribe and also find Tayanis Music. You got a video for that joint? That song have a video?
Yes, I do. Yeah, My Coffee Brown. Yeah, it has a video. It's been out. You know what I mean? We've been pushing it. You know what I'm saying? So like when you go check it out, it's like an all white. Like we did like an all white affair. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some good people that was on my album, some members of my band. You know what I'm saying? We just came together and we made just a real good vibe. You know, just some good wholesome stuff, man. It definitely was a great day, great shoot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, right now go check out Tayanis, My Coffee Brown right there on YouTube.
Yeah, it's one of those get your white linen on. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a linen suit on, some pointy toes, and you know what I'm saying? Shade.
Oh, yeah, you know, little something, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't, you know, you got to break the hard bottoms out with that. You know what I'm saying? You got to break hard bottoms out. All right. So, Mr. Bird, also, what's up, homie? Checking you out on Instagram Live. He says, dope sound. Also, over on Instagram Live. Instagram Live. All right. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, what do you personally think right now about the state of R&B music? And this is a conversation I constantly have with just various people. You know, the way that R&B has really just left the aspect of love. It's always been about sex, but the whole love aspect of R&B is really, really, really lacking. You know, it's really just mostly 90% sex as far as what the mainstream pushes. I'm not saying it's all people are making, but what's being pushed down the throats on these bigger platforms is just, you know, sex, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And a real love song really doesn't get any play like it used to anymore. What do you have to say about that as an artist like yourself, a neo-soul artist?
Well, here's the thing, man. We don't want to deter from what we know. If you think about it, like some of our favorite artists, like, you know, like Stevie Wonder, the Earth, Wind & Fires, a lot of the artists that we grew up on, they spoke about love. You know,
right.
And it's like, I understand we're getting to the point to where it's like, you know, sex is being, you know, oversaturated into the market. And, you know, like I said, it's like, you know, that's for the young minded. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we already know, man, it's like when you have good love, that's where the good stuff come from, if that makes sense. Like, go there. But you know, but like the state of R&B, man, is you know what, it's still out there. I think for me being an independent artist is that it's just taking advantage of the platforms who truly represents the independent artist. You know,
right.
It's like because even with my music, there has been, like, you know, it's like an anomaly. It's like some people don't know where to put it because they're like, it's rap. It's not singing. It, you know, they're like, but it's still rap, though. But I'm like, yeah, but the subject matter and the content is totally different. So for
right.
me as an artist, I just had to, just take advantage of, you know, getting in where I fit in. It's like, you know, whatever independent outlet will let me, you know, express myself. That's what I do as an independent artist. And, you know, just keep building and keep grinding from there. You know, like I haven't made it to the Tyrese Genuine level, you know, where the cats, where they get their stuff submitted straight to Urban AC. But
right.
One thing about it is that, you know, basically with me being from where I'm from, like I said, I'm from South Dallas. And, you know, I learned a lot about the independent game and just the hustle aspect of it. So for me, it's like I'm just taking that same mentality of just getting out there, doing the legwork, doing the internet work, And but at the same time, the content is a little different, you know. So, but the hustle is still the same. So one thing about it, but that's just with music in general, man. It's like, you know, like they say, talent and hard work, you know, talent won't shine. It will get outshined by hard work, you know, when the talent don't work. So I just kind of look at it like, you know I have good music. I know I have good content. So I just got to stay on the hustle 24/7 to make it happen. But there's good music out there, man. It's still a pocket for it because you still have touring artists like Eric Benet, Lela James, Jill Scott, Robert Glasper. Like a lot of the people that I listen to, you know, especially like in Atlanta, in L.A., you know, I wish they would come to Northern California a little bit more, but, you know, it's all good. But, yeah, you know, it's still a pocket for it. And, you know, just hopefully, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I'm just looking for that day where I can break into that pocket and, you know, fellowship with, you know, a lot of the people that I actually listen to on a daily basis. So, but until then, you know, I just got to hit the ground running. But just making sure that my passion is in line with my determination to just move forward.
Exactly. Well, let's check out the second track before we get ready to get up out of here. We got another interview coming up, so we want to make sure we get this music to these people. This one is called Southside Lounge. Tell us about this one. We're going to ride out on this one.
Yeah, Southside Lounge, man. It's just a place, a hub. We can all get together, enjoy live music, enjoy people's company, man. It's dedicated to my hometown. You know what I mean? You know, because I know they say, you know, it's like, man, you know, we was raised in these conditions. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the state of mind is smooth, chill, just something that you love about the hood and not just being of the hood, you know. The hood didn't make us all, you know what I'm saying, gangsters and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying. It actually matured a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, and showed us a different way, you know what I mean. So Southside Lounge, man, shout out to Chris Keys, Isaac Wynn, Jerron is dropping next week, you know what I'm saying. It's going to be my second single from the album Soul Jones Collection. So, yeah, man, I hope y'all dig it.
All right, let's check it out right here on K100 Radio. This is Tayanis, second joiner today. We checking this out, man. Make sure you follow him at Tayanis. That's two I's. All right, check it out. This is called Southside Lounge right here on K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Southside. Welcome to the Southside. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
The freedom of expression is global. We took your soul and go back home from the road. That's beautiful truth. From my culture, my people, my equals. So putting that work of art like an ace. So we relish that chill season. We digging that homegrown. No worries from this world. Creating our own zone. Setting our own tone. As vivid as the bitch you was. With the brush painting pictures of soul cities. There are beauty in the soul. I keep beautiful red. A man they feel it. Shoulders are left in their bones. It's really socket to me. But you know that I'm with you. I tailor all my tools to make that cool fit you. Peace to my people. You know that it's ours. No need for umbrellas. Let that positive vibe shower. The most high power. We relish for our blessings. Love is what we need. So let's manifest that mess. So I'm going to get down. Brands that can't make it down. Now we're going down to that outside. To that outside. Relax, this is cool. Put your soul at ease. I get you into it with that vibe. With that vibe, I get you into it with that vibe. With that vibe, I get you into it with that vibe. It's one life, it's one life, it's one life. I'm with my bookie there, grills at that outside. How love, so you. The music's what we live in, though. Give them that chill speech. Presenting something lickable. Alright. Because we cool like that. Lyrically, homie, more better blues is back. Where that sounds so fast. Forget weight control. Because we hit to feed your mind with that groove for the soul. Let go. To the end, feel that's holding you down. We gon' run through the sun as it peep through the cloud. Until then, I'm with my rounds. That's outside. Yeah. It's not a shit with coffee grounds and the wookie jams. Yeah. I'm just trying to share that love with the little spoken word from my ghetto curves. All the way straight to the bottom. So I'm a boogie down. Browns, they can't make it down. I'm going on to that outside left. Relax, I did this wrong. Put your soul at ease. I get you into it with that vibe. With that vibe. I get you into it with that vibe. With that vibe. So I get you into it with that vibe. It's my life. It's my life. It's my life. I'm with my boogie down. Browns, that's outside left. So I'm a boogie down. Browns, they can't make it down. I'm going on to that outside left.
Giannis, and we're getting ready to roll out our first guest in our direct line interview, bro. Real quick, before we go, man, tell them how they can find your music, man, all the information, your website and everything, man. Mr. Bird on Instagram Live says he digs that joint. That's real grown folks music. Before we go, man, tell them how they can contact you and get you the music, bro.
Yes, please follow me on Instagram at Teyanis SL. That's spelled TeyanisSL. Follow me at Teyanis SL, man. DM me, holler at me. Soul Jones Collection is out right now on all digital, all digital sites, iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, the whole nine yards, man. So, yeah, but definitely follow me on Instagram, though, at Teyanis SL.
All right, man. Thank you for rocking with us, man. We appreciate it, man. You can find this interview on SoundCloud. And some of the snippets of it on YouTube. Make sure you rock with us over there. Follow and subscribe. Big ups to Teyanis, man. I really dig those joints. I really dig that Coffee Brown joint, man. We're going to rock with that one over here at K100 Radio. Dope music, man.
Thank you, sir.
Keep grinding, bro. All right? Keep grinding, homie.
All right, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. That was Teyanis. I told you, we got a trifecta for you today. Hold on. Let me see. Let me check real quick and see if this is the homie on the line. Hey, yo, Yuck Mouth.
Yo, what it do?
What's going on, OG? Stand by, bro. We coming right to you next, all right? You ready?
Up top, I'm ready.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. Real quick, pause for this station identification. And also, check out some advertisements from our people them over there at BeatSpotSaid.com and also Midwest Mixtapes. And we coming right back, man. Don't go nowhere. You guys pause. All right, we're going to be chopping it up with Yuck Mouth of the legendary group Loonies. He's got some new music, new project, all kind of stuff going on. Don't go nowhere, man. Pause. Stay right there. Beats by Said. Holler at my folks, though.
Let go. This is a shout-out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsbySaid.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you hearing in the background, go to BeatsbySaid.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsbySaid.com. Hey, yo, Said, let's let them know. Turn up. BeatsbySaid.com. BeatsbySaid.com.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
Oh yeah, take off. What up? Welcome everybody again. I am your host Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. This is K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. 347-934-0966. I'm live right now. Man, look at my background music in the back. What's going on? I'm live right now, man, with some legendary hip-hop royalty right here, man. You know, I remember jamming out to the first time I heard his brother's voice on the track, doing everything my mom and him told me not to do. I was doing it that day and that night. All right, we live right now with Yuck Mouth of the legendary group, the Loonies, man. Welcome to the broadcast, bro. Thank you for taking the time to chop it up with us over here on K100 Radio, man. Welcome, bro.
Man, thank you, man. Appreciate everything, man. Thank you for having me on the show. How y'all doing?
Good, man. And I want to say thank you for coming through, man. I know you got a new project out, and we want to talk about that and chop it up, man. But just set it off, man. Just tell everybody who you are and who we're really on the line with so they understand, you know, what's really going on right here at K100 Radio right now. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I'm basically Yuck Mouth, you know, one half of the Loonies. You know, we are legendary for making the classic I Got Five on It, you know, the weed anthem of the planet. You know, I went solo, you know, got signed to Rap-A-Lot. Shout out to Jay Prince, Scarface, and everybody over there. You know, and started my solo career and did my thing, man. And then started my own record label, Smoke A Lot Records. And here we go today, man, with my new album, JJ Based on the Ville Story, Part 2. Check me out. You dig?
All right, yeah. Now, I was reading up on the project, right? And I'm understanding that this is actually a prequel that's to another project. Am I saying that right? I was reading up on it. Like, okay, let me make sure I got it right. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So is this the prequel to another project or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. You're absolutely right, man. This is the prequel to Thugged Out, The Abolition, you know, which was my first solo album on Rap-A-Lot. And that's a platinum album. That's my first, you know, my only platinum album I got as a solo album, you know. But I'm definitely got more plaques with the Loonies and everything else. But just speaking on that, man, you know, this Thugged Out being the classic album it is, you know, I just take it back to that. And my fans was on my butt, you know what I mean? I don't know if we cuss on here, but my fans was on my ASS.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
my
yeah.
fans was on my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fans was on my ass. You know what I mean? They're like, yo, we want that old Yuck back. We want that Godzilla, that Thugged Out. So, you know, it's just me tapping in with my core fan base and giving them what they want. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know, sometimes with the changes of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Everything, like how it changed, you know what I mean? Sometimes you try to follow every time it changes just to stay relevant. And at the end of the day, man, to stay relevant is just to do you, man. Shout out to Too Short, man. He ain't never changed one time. I mean, hip-hop didn't change 1,000 times, and he still rapped the same since the 80s. So, you know what I mean? That's what you got to do, man. You got to stick to the code. So that's what I'm basically doing right now with this JJ project. JJ Part 1 is out right now, and Part 2 is out right now, killing him.
So, you know what, man? I got to listen. We live right now with Yuck Mouth, one half of the Loonies. Of course, you know they had the legendary joint. I Got Five on It, which is one of my all time top 20 hip hop songs. It's in my top 20 list that I made of hip hop songs ever. You feel me? One of the most influential songs of that generation. That's what I put when I did my list a while ago. And that song made it just because of how many people was rocking with it from coast to coast, and you know how much it just, you know, made people probably try weed for the first time. But hey. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? So I know, right?
I mean, look at the marijuana industry right now, man. I mean, I think we is a little bit ahead of our game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Well now, you know, they're letting people profit from it while people still doing, you know, 20 years behind the same exact drug, which is complete craziness. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a political statement while we're talking about it. But, you know, I want to hone in more on what you just said about how much hip hop has changed and you know since you guys came out. And you said you had a platinum album on Rap-A-Lot. I didn't know the album actually went platinum, but although I do remember the album, I listened to it and I did like some records, some joints on there. I remember the album.
The Abolition is a double album, you know, so it really originally went gold solidly, but two albums is platinum. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like Pac went 10 times platinum on All Eyes on Me, really sold 5 times, you know what I mean? But it's a double album, so 10 times. Same with Biggie. He
Got
sold
it.
5 times platinum, but went 10 times because it's a double album, you know what I mean? So that's how you do it in the game, you know what I mean? So I went gold physically, but it's a double album, so it's considered platinum, you know? But you're getting two albums, and it's for the price of two albums, you know what I mean?
Right. So let's talk about how much hip-hop has changed since then, bro. Like, everything has changed since you guys came out. You know, CDs are slowly dying. You know, you got MP3 streaming services. How hard has it been to adjust and just still stay relevant? And then you also got your own label. So, you know, with you being a CEO, running your own brand now, there's a lot of things that you have to handle yourself. How have you been able to keep up with it? And how have you been able to stay motivated after, you know, so much time in the way? You know, a lot of people just be like, they get sick of the game. And they just be like, you know what, I'm done. They start doing something else. They jump in the radio. They do a lot of other things. But, you know, still being a creative, how did you keep that motivation?
Well, that's what I did. I basically took a break. I took a 6-year break, but I was doing little mixtapes and stuff and albums, group albums and stuff, compilations in between the time. But I took a lot of time off. Like, you know, I'm an OG, man, and we got 5 on it, man. You know what I mean? And that's a classic. I could tour off that all year. I don't need to put out new albums. You know, I took a book out of Big Daddy Kane page or a book out of Slick Rick page. You don't see them trying to do no new music, but they got classic, you know, music to where they tour off and make money off yearly. So same with me. You know, I make money off, you know, just loony projects and old projects that I did, my Thugged Out and all the other things I got going that I really, you know, the albums ain't selling right now. You know what I mean? So it don't make nobody motivated to really go in the studio to really do some music. But me, I love music, you know. So I'm going to keep doing it regardless if it's selling or not. I'm going to keep pushing it. You know what I mean? So, you know, just for my fans, man, they've been asking me to come back, and I've been promising them this album since, like, 2010 after I dropped my last solo album, Free At Last. They've been waiting for this. So, you know what I mean? I've been doing a lot of stuff. Like, you know, I had the podcast at Be Real TV. Uh-huh. You know, I was going to start dabbling with the marijuana industry. I got the vape pen company. I had the roll tray, the jars, you know what I mean? Just doing a lot with the marijuana community. I got my glass company, Smoke A Lot Glass, you know what I mean? So really tapped in with that, you know what I mean? And just getting it in on that type of level. And it's been successful to where I didn't have to do no rap. So it's just me right. Giving back to my fans and just letting them know what I do, you know what I mean? Even though rap ain't selling how it used to sell back in the day, you know?
Well, you know, it's weird because I didn't know until you just said it right now that you were actually involved in the cannabis industry. And, you know, you actually had products and stuff. I didn't know that. So that's kind of a revelation to me. If you don't mind, Rufy, I don't want to get sidetracked. But that's a big deal because you see what Snoop Dogg is doing with it. Of course, he's doing a lot of stuff. And there's a couple of local artists here who have actually started making some real money out in Denver and stuff by branding themselves and kind of tying their brand to the cannabis industry. So, I mean, what do you have to say about that? You know, the industry, because right now, I don't know how deep you are into it, but for me on the outside looking in, it just seems like another hustle for white folks, to be honest with you, bro, because it seems like they're letting white people own these dispensaries and stuff, but they got all these restrictions, and it's a lot of things that's hindering a lot of black people from actually owning dispensaries and stuff like that. Can you tell me about that? I know out in California, it's a lot more lax than it is over in Georgia. It's still not technically legal in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So how is that industry and tying your brand into that worked out for you?
Well, it's basically the same way with hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of the marijuana dudes, you know what I mean, do hip-hop, you know, the white guys, you know, the Mexican guys, the Asian guys or whatever. And then when a black guy want to come do some marijuana shit, it's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they don't want to fuck with you. They want to blackball you, and they want to be the only ones, you know, reaping the benefits off this shit. They'll let Wiz in. They'll let Currency in. But other than that, Snoop in. But other than that, they looking at everybody else with the side eye like, oh, you stepping on our hustle. But you're all rap. You know
right.
what I mean? Nobody look at you side eye when you rapping. You know what I mean? So that's the main thing I understood about it. Like, this they lane, and they don't want nobody else in their lane, you know, period. And same with the dispensaries, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if every black dude could own a dispensary without having felonies and all that shit, like, with having felonies and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know how many motherfucking dispensaries there'd be in the hood? They don't want that. You know what I mean? So
right.
they want to be able to regulate the shit. So they're going to say the white guys without, you know, not even white guys, just people without felonies. And 9% times out of 10, it's a, you know, square white guy who ain't got a record. You know what I mean? Or a square, you know what I mean, Russian guy, a square doctor, whoever it may be. But, you know what I mean? It ain't the motherfucker from the streets who really do this shit. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know, they figured out how to wiggle, you know, weave out the motherfuckers who can really benefit off this shit. You know, basically.
Right.
And then same with the industry, man. You know, like I say, man, motherfuckers looking at me sideways because I got a fucking roll tray or a fucking stack jar. I mean, y'all got this shit. Okay, cool. You know, everybody got vape pens and shit and glass. Why you looking at me sideways? Because I'm the black rapper. You know what I mean? So we get that, too. I get that, too, man, G. Straight up.
Right, right. I just found it interesting, man. You know, it's good to have a conversation with you. We're live right now, K100 Radio Direct Line Interview. We're talking with Yuck Mouth. The homie's coming through, man, the OG in the game, man. And also something that you said, you know, we're getting ready to jump to the music, and we're going to talk about this project you got coming up, and we're going to play a couple of these tracks. But also one particular thing that you said, you know, you said a couple of things that just stood out to me, but you said touring. You said that you could actually tour, you know, you don't have to make a new, you could actually still tour off just I Got Five on this project and your old projects from Rap-A-Lot. And that's kind of like, that kind of is resounding when you think about it, man, because – I mean, a lot of people just don't understand, and you admit it yourself, that, you know, hip-hop really isn't selling like that. So, you know, let me ask you this one question, and we're going to jump into the music. Touring and going on tour right now. To you, right, should that be the main concern? Because you have an independent label, too. Do you have artists that's actually signed to your label right now?
No, just me, man. I went through the artist thing, man. It didn't work, you know. You sign people, you know, they get jealous of you because you're an artist. You know, now, if you were just a regular CEO just playing the background and you weren't actually an artist, you're not competition. You're just trying to please the CEO and trying to, you know, make them happy. But
right,
if you actually an artist in this shit, you know what I mean, you become the competition. The CEO becomes the competition, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you let the motherfuckers off the label when they want to get off the label, and, you know, they start making diss songs about you. So I'm done with that shit. I'm my only artist, and I'm good, period, you know?
All right. Well, hey. Straight up. All right. So I guess, well, that kind of changes my question a little bit. But touring, I guess right now for you, I guess touring would be just it. And, you know, how big is it when you go overseas as compared to how it is over here in the U.S.? Like, I know you can go overseas. I know you can still come out and just do I Got Five on it, and everybody instantly knows that record, every word for word. But how is it different when you go overseas and you do a record like that?
Oh, the same thing. You know, we triple platinum overseas too, man. So it works the same way. Like, I'm going to give you a quick scenario, man. Shout out to Big Homie 40. But it was just out there in Germany, man. He was doing all this, you know, about a while ago. I went just now. But about a minute ago. Yes, sir. A minute ago. You know, probably about a year ago. And now I'm one working. You know, he's doing all the Bay Area classics, all the West Coast classics, you know, it wasn't working. That boy put that five on it and worked. It saved him, you know,
right,
overseas. So five on it is bigger overseas than it is in the States. I'm going to let you know that.
Right.
So we stay overseas, man. We was one of the first dudes overseas, like from the Bay, like really bringing people, piggyback, you know, just bringing everybody with us. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people got passports because of the loonies in Yucca. I mean,
exactly. Right. So let's jump into this music real quick, bro. K100 Radio. I'm your host, Luther. Thanks a lot for tuning into the show. www.k100radio.com. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. All right. Yuck Mouth right here. One half of the music. We got him live on the Direct Line Interview. And we got some new music from his new project he's got out. We're going to jump into it right now. So I got a couple of songs, man. We got Bottle After Bottle, Birds, A1 Together. What you want us to rock out with first, man? What's your introduction to the project?
Well, man, let's go with the club banger, man. Let's go out the bottle, man, featuring E-40 and Too Short, man. Let's kick it off with a bang.
All right, man. This is the new Yuck Mouth right now, man, featuring two legends. A legend featuring two legends. Got 40 Watt on this motherfucker. He got Short on him. Short Dog, man. This is really a West Coast party, you dig? K100 Radio. We live right now. This is a Direct Line Interview, man. Bottle After Bottle. Yuck Mouth. Check it out.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. Bottle after bottle, oh yeah. My body full of liquor, and your body looking thicker. But ain't no telling where I wake up. Ain't no telling where I wake up. Ain't no telling where I wake up. Neck full of lipstick, shirt full of makeup.
My body full of liquor. Your body looking thicker.
Hey, your body looking thicker.
My body full of liquor. Hey, your body looking thicker.
Ain't no telling where I wake up. Ain't no telling where I wake up. Ain't no telling where I wake up. Neck full of lipstick, shirt full of makeup.
Damn, I had to stop and think. Last night, I must have had a lot to drink. I was wild as hell, loud and yelling. When I woke up, you know how I was feeling. What's all that thinking for? Let's get some new girls, let's drink some more. Reservations, upscale shit. Two more shots, I'm about to shoot this. If you ain't with it, say that then. Cause last night I was two Canadians from Vancouver. Girl, what's up with you? I'm trying to pick one if I can't pick two. That's what I do. I turn them inside out. I said, how you want me? She said, in my mouth. I get them fucked up. All night, take this. It's all right here.
Back on the line. I gotta tell you, bro, that shit is a smash. I'm gonna fuck with nobody tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a really great record, man. That was the new Yuck Mouth featuring E-40 and Too Short, man. We live right now. Direct line interview on K100 Radio. We got the homie on the line, man. A lot of people on Instagram Live really rocking with that. They want copy. A couple people over here on Facebook Live. Yvette, what's going on? Thanks for checking us out. Carmi, what's going on? He says he needs to cop that album right now. We promo hip hop staff. They said that is a smash. They want to promote that. Let me see. Mr. Bird on Instagram Live. That shit is hard. I fuck with it. Thumbs up from a couple other people. See some hearts flashing, some emoji hearts flashing. Dope record, bro. Definitely a club banger. Yeah. You got that one ready. You got that ready just in time for the summer, didn't you? Right?
Right. That's my summer joint. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's a really dope cut, man. I'm really glad to hear some really good hip hop, man, and real West Coast vibe. Love it. Love that you kind of keep into your West Coast roots, man, and your vibe, bro. Like, I was just like, man, please don't let me talk to Yuck Mouth, and then first thing I play, he's rapping over a trap beat, bro. Like, he's from the west side of Atlanta or some shit. I was like, man, please don't let it be. And so I'm glad
you ain't gonna hear the kid doing no shit like that. And no disrespect, but I stay in my own lane, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. I just it's so many people that I've talked to and who are to me in my eyes legendary status, who have had hits out in the past, who felt the need to kind of conform and try and do what's quote unquote current, man, and disappointing would be a nice way of putting it for me. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't gel well with me. So glad that you just came out with a true West Coast banger representing the West Coast like that, man. I think that record's gonna do a lot for you. That's definitely going into rotation over here at K100 Radio. Real quick, we got time for another one, man. You know, we got a couple more songs, but the people acting like they want to hear some more. So we got Birds, we got A1, we got the Ghetto. What are we playing next?
Let's play the Ghetto, man. We got that Mob Deep, man. Since we did the Bay thing, man, let's go to NY with this one. This is the Ghetto featuring Young Noble from the Outlaws, TQ, the singer, and Al Pacino. Check it out. This shit live.
All right, man. Hey, man, you got to make sure. I'm thinking like, yo, I need to make sure I get this when it drops too, man. You know what I'm saying? You got you dropping some heat over here. You got some people fucking with you. I mean, you know, you an OG. You a legend.
It's already out, bro. Go to your iTunes, your Tidal, whatever. Stream that shit. It's already out.
Oh, it's already. Hey, yo, so everybody's asking me about when does it come out? It's already out. He just said, go and get it. All right. We're going to listen to this one, and then we're going to make sure we get all the information we need from Yuck Mouth real quick. This is The Ghetto right here on K100 Radio featuring TQ, all right, and Young Noble also, he said. Check it out, man, K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one. You bad incarcerated Scarface, slinging that candy to them job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cops and the lawmakers, we got lawyers beating them large cases. Black on black, red national, driving radical, busting the calico at your enemy on the avenue. See the crime scene tragical when that Matic bluff selling. In '85, my did it like BMF. My busting knocks on my BMX. Now the money growing like a chip, pet the plug. That's my BMF. Yes, weighing troops on the. Big. They hit the team with the streets, we were Mr. Clean. Shoot dice. How that llama spit, only 13, selling $25, let's get it, yeah, in a crisp pair of lottos, but don't believe in luck, so I never play the lotto, believe in hustling full throttle, beef come around, we know how to solve problems, left, dead, wrong, used to hustle with mama, she was addicted to them, like I'm addicted to them dollars, thank God she's clean now, no more fee now, rent trying to save me from the life in the pee now, most of my never made it out, trapped in a trap, they only know to suck it out, man, somebody pray for the hood, we all lost souls trying to make it out the hood, outlaw rider trying to do a little good, I'm all I did wrong, talking to God, I'm resisting my song, outlaw the phone, deep in the trying to wipe away the pain, got me living in the bottle. Chains in the
gon' change. You think it's shallow, can't comprehend, cause the dealers with your role model. Only thing promises, death from prison, death from the neck up, I guess we ain't living.
You are tuned to K 100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K 100, you bad one.
Yeah. Man, I got to give props, yo. The OG Yuck Mouth is coming out swinging on him, bro. That's also another dope joint, man, right there, man. Whew. Man, y'all smashed that beat. Everybody spitting bars. It's crazy, bro, man. Tell these people how to get this music, bro. Where can they go find it? Give it to them straight.
Man, it's called J.J. Bates on the Bill Story. That song came from the part one. It's two albums. It's two albums out right now. It's the part one and the part two. So they both on Tidal, they both on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, you know, everything that you could download and stream. They in stores, Best Buys, all your moms and pops everywhere. Excuse me, I'm burping and shit. I've been eating and shit. But yeah, man, it's everywhere, man, everywhere. But it's right on your phone, man. If you got Apple, you got fucking Tidal, anything that you got streaming, it's on there, period. So I'm mad that my peeps didn't send you the new music from the new album. Like, the only Bottle at the Bottle is from the new album, but I got more shit than Bottle at the Bottle, man. That's just a warm-up. I got shit shitting on that. So, you know what I mean? I'm kind of heated that he didn't send you those. But we'll do it again, man. We'll get it together because I got a deluxe coming out in a month, you know what I mean, which is the third album. So it's about to be three parts to this motherfucker. So y'all be ready, man. I'm just keeping my foot on these niggas' necks, man. You know, I took a 6-year break. I can't take no days off no more. Period. I'm on their ass. Yuck Mouth, I'm back, nigga. Yada.
Oh, definitely, bro. I'm checking for the music, man. That Bottle After Bottle is gangster. I'm definitely adding that to the rotation. Just to let you know, so you should be seeing that tweeted out and coming down the pipeline. We definitely rocking with that one. And I'm looking to hear more, man. You feel me? So, yo. From what I heard so far, man, you know, you definitely, some 6 years did you some good, man. You real west, well rested, and you ready to go. Coming out swinging, bro. Dope music, man. Thank you for chopping it up with K100 Radio, man. The legendary Yuck Mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, go check that music, man. Respect to the OG, you dig? Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Yo, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate all the love. Shout out to all the fans in the chat. You know what I mean? Everybody on Facebook, everybody who tuned in, everybody who liked the songs, man, go upload, download, stream. It's on YouTube for free, man. You know what I mean? Just as long as everybody tap in with the music, I'm good with it. I ain't about records ain't selling right now anyway. I got a lot of money. I don't give a fuck. Just as long as everybody get the music, I'm good with it, period. So tap in wherever you can tap in with it with at. And fuck with it. JJ Bates on Ville Story 1 and JJ Bates on Ville Story 2. Both of them out now. Killing shit. Killing the streets, man. Don't sleep, nigga. You know, a lot of niggas talking about Kendrick, you know, Rick Ross album. All these niggas' albums, man. You know, add that right up in the shuffle. That boy one of them ones, period. I'm telling y'all.
All right, man. I definitely might have been sleeping myself, and I'm definitely going to check it out, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, all right?
Man, appreciate y'all. Y'all be easy, man. Stay tapped in with the kid, Yuck Mouth, man. Hit me on the IG at the real Regime General. Hit me at on Twitter at the real Yuck Mouth. Hit me on my website, smokeloudrecords.com. Stay tapped in. Gotta.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere. Everybody chill though. We still got another direct line interview. I told you with the trifecta. Kim Joyce. Is this Kim Joyce? Kim Joyce.
Yo.
Yo,
yo,
we got Kim Joyce coming up next. Yes, I hear you. If you can get a little bit closer, if you can get a little bit closer to your phone, we'll be good. All right, you ready?
Close now.
All right, let's get it. Stand by real quick, and I'm coming right back to you. We're going to pause for a second. Check out this one of our other sponsors right here. You guys look at the BTMB magazine, man. They're good people. Those are our people. Check these guys out, man, and rock with them. And we'll be right back with Kim Joyce right here on K100 Radio for our third direct line interview of the night, man. So we had a lot of them, and they've all been great, man. Tayanis and then Yuck Mouth, but now we're coming up on Kim Joyce. So don't go anywhere. You pause. Time for some more soul music. Time for the ladies to represent. You dig? Be right back.
Do you want to be officially bossed up? Submit your info to btmbmagazinepr@gmail.com. Get featured in the fastest growing lifestyle magazine catering to the underground and the well-known. BTMB always delivers the latest entertainment news. Catch up on your favorite entertainer, fashion designer, singer, rapper, actor, or community hero. Bosses That Meet Bosses wants to shed positive light on your story. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BTMB Magazine. To purchase your copy, visit madcloud.com/browse/BTMB Magazine. Bosses That Meet Bosses is where your story lives.
Yeah, stuck in some mud, wiped it off. Took a load and took
some more. Now I'm a boss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I woke up feeling like a
boss. Yeah. You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. And we're back. K100Radio.com. Welcome, everybody. www.K100Radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody. We're back. Our third Direct Line interview of the night. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Radio. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. We are live right now with our next guest. Kim Joyce is in the building. Kim, what's going on, babe? Welcome to the broadcast.
What's happening? What's going on with you, man?
Great. Time to chop up with the ladies right now, man. Just the beautiful and soulful Kim Joyce, man. We've if you're a fan of K100 Radio, of course you've heard our music before. We've had it in rotation before, and we've been playing and we've been rocking with it for a while. And I'm pretty sure she's got some new music that she wants to share with us. But we're gonna chop it up with her. I don't think we ever had a chance to really just chop it up with Kim Joyce live on air. But we're gonna do that right now on K100 Radio. So you guys are ready? Let's get it. All right, let's do it. Kim, you got the floor.
What up,
man? Real quick, introduce yourself to the people if you don't mind.
What? Oh, what's up, people? My name is Kim Joyce. I am a singer, writer, a musician. I'm, you know, battling a French addiction. I'm winning that battle right now. Yeah, man, I'm just a lover. You know, me. That's it, man. Just trying to have fun, enjoy my life, make the most of it, man. That's it.
All right. Welcome to the show. So, you make a brand of music that is, I don't want to say different, because there's a lot of, your genre is definitely out there. What is your genre? What do you consider yourself as far as that? Do you want to put yourself in a genre when somebody asks you what kind of music? You don't? No genre?
That's the most awkward. I'm going to say awkwardness. I know it ain't a word, but that is definitely the most awkward question people ask me. I don't know what kind of music it is, because it has my dad's a pastor, preacher, you know, so it has that, you can feel the gospel, you know what I'm saying? But the same time it's very soulful, but sometimes it's sex driven. Sometimes, you know, I pick up the electric guitar, so it's very like alternative, you know, I like the acoustic guitar as well. It's just, I make music, man. I love good music, and I just try to tell the best story I can and vibe out with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just music.
How did you get into playing an instrument? You know, I've been seeing a uptick lately of female artists who are rocking out with that guitar, man, who are badass with it. How'd you pick up that?
Well, I've already kind of been in instruments. Like, I had played, like, the drums, drum set, quads, and the marching band. And then after that, like, I always played the piano. But, you know, I wanted something that was a little edgier, something, you know, I don't like just performing to tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool,
right.
And I will, you know, for songs that it makes sense for, but you have so much more freedom when you can control at any given point. You can stop the show, you can stop and tell a joke, you can stop and go into another song. It's just freedom, you know, it's just more expression, and I feel like, as an artist, my level of success is determined by how well I can express myself. So given that now I play another instrument, and I produce, you know what I'm saying, and I write my music, it's like I could tell I'm really like, this is literally my diary, my story. You know what I'm saying? Every show, every song that you get, you're going to get something, you know, vulnerable, you know what I'm saying? Piece of me. And
right.
It's like, again, it's, I love playing with bands. You know, I don't want to be left out and just relying on the band. I want to be able to hold a show by myself. If it's an acoustic, if they don't have any type of music or outlets available, I can go acapella. I can rock the acoustic guitar. It's just more options. You know what I'm saying? It just makes me feel better, you know?
That's actually a really good point that I just never really considered, because keeping in mind that, you know, of course, you know, we go out to all kind of events all the time here. And I'm just going to be honest with people and artists. A lot of times people don't consider like the background stuff that goes on to like when you're doing a show as an indie and you're not like a headlining act, right? And you don't have sound check. You don't have sound check. You didn't come with your $4,000 mic. You know, there's probably you know, engineer back there. There might be just a DJ playing a CD or plugging in a thumb drive in Serato, right? And so people be expecting these grandiose shows and stuff from independent artists when they go out to these events. And I'm like, do you not understand there's a huge difference between a real stage production and somebody just, you know, getting on the mic and, you know, going through a house? You know what I'm saying?
So true.
So it's great that you actually have, you know, that kind of an option and that you actually – that's actually – something that you consider in your head, you know, as an advantage, and it really is, but I never stopped and thought about it that way. Like, artists who can play instruments or come through with an acoustic guitar, you don't need nothing. Just give me the chair, give me the mic, boom, I can go.
And exactly.
You people be in the crowd. Like, if you go to a venue and you're the only one that does that, you're going to automatically be remembered just because you were the only one that did that. You're the only one that played an instrument. You're the only one that didn't, you know, rock out like everybody else did. So it's definitely an advantage. And, you know, it's just something that I thought that, you know, the fact that you pointed out, you realize that is dope. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of more artists take a cue from that. I don't want nobody to bite your swag, though. I don't want nobody to bite you.
Oh, no, man. As long as everybody being themselves, what can nobody be me? Nobody even heard anybody tried. Like, I couldn't even be, Kobe couldn't even be Mike. You know what I'm saying? Mannerisms and things, still got game, you know what I'm saying? But he's not Mike, he's still Kobe, and still was great at being Kobe. So it's like, I ain't worried about it. Shit, I'll give somebody a guitar and everything that I got, but you ain't going to come out with what I come out with, because this is my story, you know what I'm saying? My sound, my whole everything, my sound, for my style, it might have something to do with my second grade teacher. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can bite it. It's my story, you know?
Right. Interesting that you should say that you brung up that you was a PK, a.k.a. a preacher's kid. You know, that dynamic I definitely understand, because that's actually literally my background, too. You know, so, you know, that alone can bring up quite a few stories. You know what I'm saying? Quite a few. You know what I'm saying? Just things that you could actually tap into. I don't even tap into it as much as people, as I could. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just let all this stuff what it is. But how much does being a PK influence your music and your decisions on what do you want to say? Do you really want to do this? Do you think, like, sometimes, man, what if my daddy hear this and he kind of says, nah, I ain't going to say it? Do you care?
I mean, I care. You know, especially in the beginning, it was hard, you know, especially, you know, identifying LGBT, you know what I'm saying, and being, like, out. It's not like I hide that in the music. And I came up with my parents being, you know, I came up in a Baptist church, like, you know, still, it took forever for them to wear pants. You know, I was like, thank God, I was in the 10th grade. They was like, okay, we can wear pants, now the church. So it was like that type of church. But at the same time, it's, you know, my parents, they let me live my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and have you seen my Timeless Moments video? I mean, after that, I don't really think it's anything else that I can do, you know, in music that, you know, could disappoint them. I think they did a wonderful job in raising me, you know, and I carry myself well, you know, so I don't think that there's anything that, it's nothing that I'll be like, I can't say that, you know what I'm saying, because I, in a negative way, you know what I'm saying, or I wouldn't put myself out there. I just, again, just tell a story, like a very truthful, you know what I'm saying, story. Like, I cuss, yeah, I cuss, you know what I'm saying? I talk about sex, that's all a part of my life, you know what I mean? So I don't hold back in that sense, but, you know, I have great parents who, over the years, have developed a very open mind, you know what I'm saying? They support me 100%, so I really just do what I feel now.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine, you know, being in your position of, you know, being, you know, the daughter of a preacher, the, you know, stuff like that, and you know, coming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that was like And I know that has to influence your music. I know you've had to address that like before. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard one of your songs, but there's no way you can be an artist and not address something like that of that magnitude in your life. Because you know I got to be truthful with you, Kim. You know, and we've been friends on social media and stuff. So you know, I'm definitely one of the people that are slower to come around to be more accepting. You know, to the community.
I got
you feel me?
You
know, even for me, it was a personal struggle to just kind of just be like, look, I gotta learn to let people live. You feel me? And I don't know, you know, I don't know what my kids are gonna be. You know what I'm saying? I like to tell myself, lie to myself in my head. If my son was to come and tell me that I'd be okay with it, but I think I'm still kind of lying to myself about that. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, just
mm-hmm.
to be frank.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you did that, but you know when you did it, did you go and like immediately write a song right then, or did you write the song beforehand and then did that help build up the courage to do it? How did that whole process play out?
Nah, like cause as far as songs, like I didn't have like a, you know, I have a song in mind. I've been trying to write it for about a year now, but I'm just trying to figure out the right word. Like, I just care so much about what I say, you know what I'm saying? That I want it to still sound poetic, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the most like crowd pleaser, I feel like that's not like a coming out song, but that it has something to do with me, you know, my lifestyle being LGBT. Fitting in the music industry, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like
right.
I gotta be super feminine and wear, you know, certain type of clothes, or really not be able to use my mannerisms and have to say he when, like I don't, you know, I'm not with a guy. It's not like I'm saying that I can't just do it, but it's like I don't want to do it just to do it. Like if I'm with a female, if I've been with females for the most part of my life, then it's like, let me tell my story. So crowd pleaser. And I wrote that song not even off of something like sexuality, but I was just tired. I was tired of trying to fit in the music industry. I was tired of talking to people. I was tired of killing everybody at shows and nobody, you know what I'm saying, paying me attention, and I'm still trying to, you know, play the part. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
right.
I find a way to say that's universal. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
sit down when it's time for that. When it's time for that story to tell itself, man, it just comes to me, and I just try my best to make it as poetic as possible. You know what I'm saying? And relatable as possible.
Right. I think that you know, having I think that being an artist and having a voice and you know making music about it and talking about it, that actually it actually helps because you know, people kind of can sort of gravitate and understand more, I guess, or be more accepting and open to, you know, to music, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It can soothe and kind of make people just, you know, look at things from another perspective. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important to make songs like that, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. You feel me? Because that may usher along acceptance.
You got to. And like I said, like with the videos, like all shit and timeless moments, like those females in that video. And I felt like it's important to portray that for me. I mean, it's just like back in the day when they only had, you know, white people in movies. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't telling a certain, you know, it was only telling white people's story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't telling anybody else's story. And then once we did get black people into the movie theaters, then you know, it was still directed only and written by white people, so you're still not getting that story. So I feel like, you know, if drug dealers is able to tell their story, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't I tell my story? Like, it's nothing. I mean, obviously, I'm open-minded to my sexuality and my story, but, I mean, it's really not much of a difference than what anybody else, you know, does, or, you know, people say, quote-unquote, sin, or how people talk about the drug life and the drug game. I mean, it's no different. It's just people being a little more closed-minded or you know, it really is, I'm trying to find the right words, like you're getting used to it, like you had to open up to it because of something new. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I think living in Atlanta helps. So,
it got to.
Because see, Atlanta will make you, I ain't going to front, Atlanta will make you accept gay people. Like, you're going to have to.
Man.
There's no way you can operate, work, own a business, work. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make, because you're gonna
mm-hmm.
be forced to interact with them. You feel me? Whereas I think a lot of people who are in obscure places, they can just keep that up, and they can, because they don't even have to even really, you know, be involved with the community as much as somebody that's living in Atlanta does, especially being in the music industry. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the entertainment industry on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like, there's no escaping it, you know what I'm saying, for someone who does what I do. So, you know, of course, for me, yeah, you know, I had to become more accepted of it and everything. But I tell you honestly, Kim, and this is a great conversation that we're having. We're live right now with Kim Joy, direct live interview on Q100 Radio. I'll tell you that I still get a lot of resistance from, you know, there's still a lot of resistance of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Listeners
and other people that you see on social media, and then, you know, just comments that you get from people that are in the industry when you're on a panel that they may say to you and you hear, but they don't say it on the mic. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know? No, I got you. I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. So it's you still have a little bit of an uphill battle, but you know, at the end of the day, I applaud your strength and, you know, your courage, and your music is great. I don't give a shit what.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
That's one thing. Nobody's not gonna convince me that Kim Joyce don't make good music. Now everybody can go to hell.
Thank you, man.
I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? No, I respect it. Because Crowd Pleaser is a fucking— see, Crowd Pleaser is nearly an international hit record, like, to me. Like, Crowd Pleaser is a huge record. Like, I don't know what you guys— I got right now. We got We the People. I'm getting ready to play that. I don't even have Crowd Pleaser in this particular new setup that I had. I wish I did. I would like for people to hear Crowd Pleaser too. If somebody can email it over to me right while we're talking, I may be able to still play it at the end of this segment. If you can just tell somebody to shoot it real quick, but
okay,
we got We the People, Matt. We got We the People loaded up right now. But Crowd Pleaser is one of those records that when I first heard it, I didn't give a shit. That's one of those records that nobody gives a shit who you sleep with. That's a great fucking song. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one. And it's so much bigger than just Kim Joyce. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to the song. You know, that could be, you know, I'm pretty sure you've shot that to movies, or at least I hope you have. That's movie worthy. That's TV worthy. That's a sitcom intro worthy material that you got right there. Really big record. So hope you guys are still rocking with that record, because I still like that song even to this day.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you, man. And I'll definitely have somebody shoot it over. But, you know, that's the end of the day, man. You don't got to like me. You ain't got to like my story. But at the end of the day, I want to take care of myself. I want my music to speak for itself so that—
Yeah,
I respect me. You could be like, hey, I might not rock with this, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really can't knock it that, you know, time and effort and care, you know what I'm saying? And realness is being put into it. And that's why I love the conversation we was having before, because it's so funny how it's a conversation of people still having problem with LGBT artists, but can listen to on the radio, especially urban radio, let's talk about drugs. You know what I'm saying? And call them chicks bitches. And you know how the state of our community is. But we cool with that. But we just somebody— it's like, if y'all don't like the music, it's enough of a fan base. And now with indie music, you know what I'm saying? And you got stations like yours. You got, you know, you can get your music on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff. It's like, man, if cats don't fuck with me, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, if I get 1,000 ride or die people, you know what I'm saying, that could relate to my story, which I might end up freeing somebody else to tell their story. And it might not even be somebody to come out being gay. It could be somebody that, you know what I'm saying, just have been feeling just suppressed their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, my job is to free myself so I can free others. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at any expense. I mean, that's probably a reason why I don't have a record deal right now. You know what I'm saying? Or didn't have one before. But at the end of the day, it's not about getting signed. It's about freedom, man. Like, that's what it's about. Me being as free as possible and living the best life I can live. Like, that's what I'm going for. And again, man, if I don't get signed, shit, I don't get signed. But somebody going to be inspired. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to be inspired, and I'm going to free myself. And that's
exactly—
that's the main thing.
Exactly. That's what's up. And I definitely want to make— I want to definitely encourage people to check out Kim Joyce's music. Like I said, we were talking about her song Crowd Pleaser, which came out a while ago, but still, you know what I'm saying? If you've never heard it, it's all new to you, right? Right. So we've got I've got a new joint by her right now, though. This one's called We the People, and we're getting ready to rock that one on K100 Radio right now. Tell me about this one, We the People.
Oh, man. We the People. It's a song that was produced by Major Hits, man, and I wrote it, especially when all of the it was real heated, you know, all the injustice. I mean, it's always injustice going on. You know what I'm saying, in the world, especially here in America. But it was, tensions were high, Black Lives Matter, Ferguson situation, Tamir Rice, all those situations were going on, and I just wanted to play my part and speak my voice about it. So it's a song called We the People, talking about America, but it's a little bit bigger than just America as well. So We the People, hope y'all dig it.
All right, and I see your manager is on her job. Shout out to Bev. I got in my email that just popped up. They just popped up while I was talking. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm gonna download that, and hopefully we can have that uploaded, and we'll probably end the show with that. We'll end this interview with that one.
Okay.
But right now we're gonna check out I want to hear this record because these kind of songs are definitely needed. This is K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks, brother, for tuning into the show. This is a Direct Line interview with Kim Joyce. Make sure you check her out, man, and support her. You feel me? She's a great person. Makes great music. Let's check out this joint right now called We the People. All right?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
United States of America, for which we stand. Stories that can be told by this land. Told me your soil is gonna be bloody. I wonder if you even love me. How can a nation united? So many states, so much hate, we are very divided. So many dying from useless violence, oh, I don't know. The thing or compassion, I think we should try it all. So before you go to sleep, don't forget to pray for me.
Pray for America. Pray for America. Pray for America.
United States of America, for which we stand. The cops just shot down another unarmed man. The evil, I mean, our people have gone out bloody, bloody. It's kind of hard to believe you really love me. Have no trust in the justice system we must fight it. We must stay quiet, people unite us all. Need a little bit of action, maybe we should cry a song. Before you go to sleep, don't forget to pray for us.
Pray for America.
Pray for me.
Pray for America.
Pray for everyone.
Pray for the people in Detroit. Who know how to scream for Georgia to the end of my head.
Say
a little to your Baltimore, Texas,
oh my God.
There's so many lies to eat. Even the land of the free has the cost. And it's time to break to break. We got to
pray. Pray for America.
Pray for America. Don't forget Haiti and Africa, Cairo and Jordan, you can't make it. Don't forget Haiti and Africa, Cairo and
Don't forget Haiti and Africa, Ireland, Jordan,
you can't make it.
You gotta
go
to Jamaica,
Japan,
maybe go back
inside
with it, you can. Don't forget to pray for the
American. You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I see my homie Mr. Bird on Instagram Live basically said exactly what I was thinking. He says hashtag cinematic. I mean, what the fuck?
Wow.
Where is Bev? Somebody need to contact the people over at some production studio, some film studios, and shop this Kim Joyce fucking music. What are we doing here, people? I don't know. I mean, I mean that's another excellent record by you.
Thank you, man.
To be on the next MLK biopic. I don't know, the next biopic, the next Netflix documentary.
Man.
What the fuck?
I'm
are you
trying to say that.
Where's your music supervisors? Somebody's not doing their job here, or somebody there's a disconnect. Great record. Like it.
Thank
you know what I'm saying? That was a really
dope
record. Big ups to you. I like that one. And we're going to end the show with Crowd Pleaser, so I have that one. I'm going to load that one up in a second. But that kind of record really is really telling, is really moving. We can rock with it over at K100 Radio. But again, I mean, I got to tell you, Kim, I just think that would sound so perfect, you know what I'm saying? You know, on some scene, you know, where somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, my homie Mr. Bird says they sleeping heavy on her music. I've known this for years. Just like they are with your group, homie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, independent artists are just slept on, period. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
man.
I don't know. That's a really great song. The message in it is powerful. I like the build up all the way up until, you know, you actually finally drop a snare or a clap in there, like a snap in there. Just a minute. So I like how long you took. All the way up to that, you know what I'm saying? It was a really great record. So we're definitely gonna rock with that one. I also got Crowd Please. I'm gonna end with that one. But before we go, who's that? Someone? Oh, Young Ketchup also on Instagram. I read your message, homie. I see what you're saying. All right, bet. Shout out to everybody that's checking us out live. Also on Facebook Live. Big ups to you. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud or if you're listening to this on YouTube after the fact, please hit subscribe and share. Find Kim Joyce's music. All right. Find Kim Joyce's music and make sure you rock out with her. All right, follow her. Matter of fact, she's going to tell us how to do that real quick. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, man, everything is Kim Joyce music, from the gram to the space to the YouTube. And everything is Kim Joyce music. I still got my website up. I'm about to redo the website. I got a whole nother, you know, so much music. Brother, I got to send you so much music this year, man. I'm about to drop some new stuff, so I'm getting ready for film. Kim Joyce music. I got music on iTunes. I got music on Spotify, on Tidal. Just hit me up and, you know, even to chop it up. Like I said, me and you were just chopping it up, man. But I definitely care about the relationships that I have with people. And, again, cats like you, brother, man. Y'all been rocking with me, K100, for so long. And I appreciate that, like real talk, because a lot of work gets put in. You know what I'm saying? Not just with me, but with a lot of us indies, man. So I appreciate you for the platform and for, man, really playing the music, really playing and promoting it out there. Fans or supporters, man, please just reach out, man. Kim Joyce music, everything.
Absolutely, man. Make sure you rock with her. And we're going to end this segment right here on a song that Kim has had for a while. But again, if you've never heard it before, it's new to you. All right. This one is called Crowd Pleaser, and we're getting ready to rock out. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. Hang around. DJ IM is coming up at 7 o'clock. The Blend King, make sure you hang around and rock out to him, man, if you love real hip-hop, R&B. The brother goes in with his mixes are always tight. All right, representing New York by way of Tampa. Big ups to everybody, though. But again, Kim, I appreciate you for being yourself and putting great music, great energy out into the atmosphere, out into the space. All right, we'll support you over here at K100 Radio. You dig?
Word, man. Thank you. Love.
Absolutely. All right, last one. We're riding out on this one. Kim Joyce. Name is joining us called Crowd Pleaser, man. Go find the music. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Tomorrow don't look good neither. So I guess it's all about me. Since I really ain't out the preacher, you could say I got enough right. I'm walking a little different. Might have to buy a brand new crib, cause my brand new ego ain't fit then. It's a little big, a little better. On my head instead, I like the old crib better. Crap in the fucking house when I'm a better. Carrying them when they ask me this is what I tell them.
Oh, farewell, dying now. Oh, who are we as well? Adios, it's nice to be there.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. This crowd pleaser, 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 pleaser. If it's all I had to see, then you can keep it coming to yourself. Cause I don't need your approval now. Know what I'm doing now. Understand this is my life, so regardless, I'ma just keep it moving on. You see, it's mind over matter. Hate is gon' talk, it won't stop my chatter. You do you, and I'ma do one better. Stay so true, homie, you could be still out.
Oh, farewell, dying now. Who are we as well? Hadio.
Give it time when I was tired of trying to please everybody. You know, it wasn't working anyway, so I just said, you know, just gonna do me, you know, me, you know, me, you know.
Now, if 1 + 1 = 2, you ain't gotta lie. You probably gotta commit the other things. Hot the free space.
Cool.
I'm doing me. You should do.
You.
Don't worry about this over here. We getting that money, getting rich over here. We feeling so free, it's no biz over here. Why the boys meet mugging, throwing bits over there? Misery loves company. And they don't like it when you rock originality. And they don't like it when you do the things they say you didn't. But I like to be that thought batteries. Talking to slattering, I need it more than ever. Cause it keeps me motivated and the vision ever clear. If you ain't got any haters, better get them. Cause if you ain't got them, it means you a hater yourself or just irrelevant. But just irrelevant. And that's word.
Be you, man.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
You nominated us. And you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year
2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Listen to this track, bitch.
Yo, Quavo.
Quavo.
Alyssa's a yana. Yo, yo.
Alyssa's a yana.
Migos and drama. Yo, yo.
Migos and drama.
Hey.
Now right up in your head, what you did never matters what you said. Giving me the same thanks you, and for that I replaced you. And thanks I blame your damn mama for raising me up all these damn problems. When you fucked up, it's really locked up. When you fucked up, they won't live one more time. No, I don't want it bad enough. No, not bad enough. No, 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 not bad enough. I don't want you bad enough. No, not bad enough. No, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
She already know what time it is. If you're looking for love, you can't find it here. I don't really know how to feel. If I tell a ghost, yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Run around with the thick thighs, brown eyes.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can go out.
Go out.
Wanna
pop out.
Have my ties on me.
Yeah.
Cause I like a fancy bitch.
Fancy.
I like the fastest whip. I think I keep it to 100. Just to be standing right here.
Your damn mama. Oh. Me all these damn problems. When you